If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Want to let that play for a little bit longer, because in the next verse down, that song was done by the Beatles back in the late 60s, I think, something like that. And the next verse actually says something about national health, which is something that we're all fighting with right now, Obama and his Obamacare. Good afternoon and welcome to the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show, heard here on Blog Talk Radio and heard through the Conservative Nation Radio Network at conservativenationradio.org. You can go there and check out all the shows that we have. there's a bunch of good ones. After my opening monologue, the number to call in and talk on the show is 718-305-7176. Call in and join the discussion today. And now, on with my monologue. It seems that James Madison was right when he said, "The essence of government is power, and power lodged as it must be in human hands will ever be liable for abuse." And it seems like abuse is what we are getting a heyday of here. It doesn't matter what is going on. It doesn't matter what Obama is being told. It doesn't matter what the left in their government is being told, and it some on the right too. It doesn't matter what they are being told by the people. They have their own agenda, and they don't give a damn. And the abuse is ongoing and getting worse. In Cincinnati, a Tea Party member who did nothing but try to get a tax exempt thing from the IRS. There was no tax evasion, no crimes, no anything but the audacity, using Obama's words, of being a member of a Tea Party and wanting a tax-exempt status. When he asked the IRS through his congresswoman, who was Jean Schmidt at that time, why his name was on a questionnaire by them to other Tea Parties, they denied asking about individuals in these groups. In other words, it wasn't there. Justin provided proof of it on question number 26, where it asked to provide details regarding your relationship with Justin Binnick Thomas, who was targeted on the IRS and their enemies list. And no matter how much they try to tell us that it's not there, records are there. It's everything that they're being accused of right now, and they're backing off and saying, no, wait a minute here. We didn't do this kind of thing. We didn't do any of this. It's all on record. They did it. There's no denying it. Like Al Franken and Carl Levin and Chuck Schumer all wrote IRS in mails and to get them to target conservative groups. They're denying it, but it's in it's on record. The emails are there. They are part of the record. And I've always kind of felt, you know, if you go and do something, whether it be right or wrong, admit to it, for crying out loud. None of these guys will do it. Franken, he's been an idiot from day one. Chuck Schumer, he won't admit fault for nothing. The fault is always someone else, and that sounds like somebody else we all fondly know. Barack Obama, nothing is his fault. But after this whole thing was brought out into the open, the IRS moved behind the reason that Justin didn't have any standing because the letter was not addressed to him. They also moved behind a taxpayer privacy provision. Oh, brother. This is just one of the reasons that we need to be afraid of the government that we have in place right now and the government that Obama is rapidly expanding. Anyone can be targeted for anything, and the government does not have to give any reasons as to why. Hell, I could be sitting here doing this show and then open the door to leave at the end and have IRS agents standing there with ready to take me in. It's not likely because I don't have that big of a following. But anything is possible, folks. And the problem is they're saying things like, you know, this was being done to supposedly protect us. I think that it was really done to protect them from us. Last week, I talked about the Benghazi affair and how it's being used to protect the future of the Democrat Party. People like Hillary Clinton and Jay Carney and Barack Obama, and my friends, as long as we let them get away with this, the more brazen they will become. We are in trouble. The time to take them out with the rest of the garbage is now. And I don't mean just the Democrats. There are some Republicans in there who are acting just the same and using the same stupidity, backing across the aisle so that they can be nice to the other side. And we all know who I'm talking about there, John McCain and Lindsey Graham. What we need, and it's something that I said last week too, we need more people like Ted Cruz and Paul Rand, Sarah Palin. And as hard as the media came down on Sarah Palin, it almost makes me cringe a little bit to even mention her name as being somebody that we need. They all but tried to destroy the woman. And the only thing that she did wrong was not finish her term and be a conservative. And on top of that, a pretty conservative. That's something the Democrats just don't think should exist in any kind of world. But you know, it's amazing, this whole thing with Hillary Clinton, where she tried to tell us for weeks that this whole attack was nothing more than a protest against a YouTube video that for a week or so we were told was the sole cause of the consulate's attack, and the death of four Americans was also pushed by Jay Carney. And he's sitting there. He's sitting back there saying, "Oh no, I didn't say that." Yes, you did. It's on record. You said it on television, for crying out loud. Now the Democrats are trying to push that we, the people who are pushing for the truth, are doing nothing but trying to make this political, and that we are nothing more than enemies of the state. If it is, you know, if it's war they want, then we need to give it to them. Folks, the old scandal out of the White House is growing by leaps and bounds daily, and if we hadn't elected these bozos to office, we wouldn't have this trouble now. today, or actually Thursday, the House was going to vote on repealing Obamacare for the 37th time, mind you. And they did it. They voted to repeal Obamacare again. Now we got to note this here, for the 37th time. And Nancy Pelosi comes out and says that the Republicans were wasting our time and our money. Now, there's one thing that I have to say to Ms. Pelosi about this, is that you are there to do the people's will. You are there to work for us, not the other way around. You, on the other hand, are wasting time by being a part of the government that is doing stuff unconstitutionally and then lying about it because you don't have the backbone to suffer the consequences of your lies. So you blame everybody else for them. And then going against the people, what the people want. You, Hillary Clinton, Obama, Reid, McCain, Schumer, Kerry, Biden, Graham, and everyone else in Washington who are not doing what the people want are the ones who are wasting our time and our resources. And Radio Free America came in and said, greetings from your friendly program director. Good to see him here. Now he can listen to what I'm doing and tell me what I'm doing wrong. But almost daily, we hear from either Obama, Pelosi, Carney, or Clinton telling us something that we know is patently a lie, yet they say it like we are supposed to believe everything they are telling us. Nothing seems to sink into those thick skulls and into those minds of much that the people do not believe them and that they are not doing what the people want. Almost daily in my email now, I get calls to sign petitions for impeachment of Obama over the Benghazi and the lies that have been spewed out of the mouths of everyone talking in this administration. And they are coming from places that have integrity. WND, the Blaze Network, Rush Limbaugh has talked about it, the Minuteman.com, and many others, who everybody knows about, the TeaParty.net. And I even got one that was saying the same thing from some Democrats, yet Obama is oblivious to this all, to all of this. And I think the reason why he is because impeachment's not going to happen. There are too many out there right now who are following what he wants. They're sure that Obama is doing what we all want him to do. And it makes me want to just go up to them and take my electric hammer, because, you know, the electric hammer will just bang on their head. Just push it against their forehead and go, try and pound a little bit of sense into them without killing them. I don't know if it's possible. But this is just getting just absolutely insane. I mentioned this last week on this show, researching, going out and when you're hearing something, research the information instead of just going with the first talking point you hear. After all, the talking points from the administration on the Benghazi were changed 12 times before they became public, and now they're coming out with a thing saying that the Republicans changed it too. I wouldn't doubt it. But if we changed it, it wasn't for the reasons of trying to destroy this nation, unless it was John McCain, of course, and maybe he did. I don't know. But one of the things that made me madder than a wet hen was after Benghazi, Hillary Clinton, in a moment of desperation, cried out, "What difference at this point does it make?" It is like I have said on this show before, I came to the CNR network, and I will undoubtedly say it again, it means a lot, Miss Clinton. In Benghazi, 4 Americans died. One of them was an ambassador who, in the hours and days before, was crying to you in Washington for help. He was denied, and now he is dead. Does that make you a murderer? I'll tell you, if you were a Republican, it would. And while he was dying, the White House decided that help was too far away and wouldn't be able to help anything. Yet later we find out that the help was ready to go about 20 minutes away, and they were told to stand down. What difference does it make, Miss Hillary Clinton? Why don't you ask the families of the four people killed? I'm sure that they will tell you. Of course, you won't do that, will you? You won't do that because you care nothing for what difference it makes. And here is what difference it makes. From the Independent Review Journal comes this one showing the 12 biggest political scandals in American history. I will probably get back to that after a little bit because I'm coming up on my breaking point right here. I need to do some other things. Conservatives Respect Pioneers, and Brenda Ward has been with conservativenationradio.org since the very beginning. Michelle Malkin, Laura Ingram, Ann Coulter, and Monica Crowley have nothing on the Women Patriots with Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing. And usually she's in the chat room. I don't see her right now. Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central is the place to hear from real women who are real patriots. So let your voice be heard. Incidentally, conservative guys are welcome at our very own B&B too. Women Patriots with Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. I usually mess that line up. The real conservatism for real conservatives. I usually say real conservatives. So we are under the impression that we're having fun here. I'm just, this is great. I don't know.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
In the classic fairy tale, Cinderella's dream comes true because the glass slipper fits.
It fits.
In our world, the right fit can be just as important.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in there.
Especially when it comes to car seats. Always choose a car seat that's the right fit for your child's age and size.
Oh, that does make a difference.
To make sure your little pumpkin gets there safely every time.
Happy to see you. Thank you.
Remember, you're responsible for protecting your children. Their happily ever afters are in your hands. For even more information about choosing the right car seat, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. This message has been brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay. I ran a little bit long on that one. Sorry about that. We're getting back to that thing where we were talking about what difference does it make. I mean, that we got the 12 biggest political scandals in American history here. And it came from the Independent Review Journal. The number one, according to them, is the IRS targets the Democrat Party's political enemies. The IRS recently said it was sorry for targeting Tea Party and pro-constitutional groups. The AP reports that senior tax officials knew in June of 2011. The IRS also leaked sensitive tax information to a left-wing group. And then we got a fun fact here. This is the agency in charge of Obamacare enforcement. So that's something that we've really got to watch out for. Number two, they said, was Watergate. Tricky Dick Nixon was run out of office on a rail for his thumbs up of a DNC office break-in at the Watergate Hotel. The fast fact, one of Nixon's impeachable offenses was using tax audits and investigations to punish his enemies. But Obama is immune to that one, it seems. Number three is the DOJ phone taps AP reporters. Attorney General Eric Holder has recused himself from an investigation into why the DOJ phone tapped as many as 30 AP reporters. It is unclear if the DOJ was seeking out a national security leaker or one of its whistleblowers. And then they gave me a creepy fact here. It says, under Holder, Justice Department has prosecuted more government officials for alleged leaks than all his predecessors combined. Number four, fast and furious. What if someone told you that the Obama administration ran assault weapons to Mexican drug cartels and then didn't track them? Seems like a really bad Hollywood movie plot. Well, it actually happened. Deadly fact, those guns were used in dozens of murders in Mexico and the killing of U.S. Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. Of course, nobody in the administration gets in trouble for this. I remember Tom Foley of under Bush ran out of his office on a rail because he had an affair with a page. No one was killed. It seems that what we have here is a government that wants to follow the law one way, but won't the other way. They want to follow their law so that they can do what they have to do to get their agendas pushed. And if anybody on the right or anybody even on their side decides that they're not going to go for it, they'll shove them under the bus and then run the bus over them. They don't care. Hell, the ABC this week actually ran Obama over with a bus. Which I thought was rather interesting because it's something that you don't normally see coming from the mainstream media. But here we've got things that Obama doesn't seem to think anything is really that bad at all. But when we have some of the mainstream media turning on him, something's got to be wrong. Hell, even Piers Morgan has lost his vim and vigor for supporting him this week. I saw an article about him this week, and I didn't write it down. I didn't mark it. At the time, didn't really strike me as something that was important. But how many times have we heard him on his show come down on the right for wanting guns and saying that Obama is doing everything that he can to help this nation? Well, this week he completely turned around on that one. And I didn't hear it, of course. I just kind of read it. I think it was on the Blaze Network I read. But, yeah, Conservative Nation Radio, and the thing is, he lost the tingle. And I don't know. Our number, if you want to call in and join in the discussion is 718-305-7176. We've got open lines now, and if you want to give us a call. After the DOJ phone tap, I don't know why I keep wanting to call them DOG, the next scandal in this list was Fast and Furious. Do you get an inkling of what's going on here? Out of the first four, three of them are from this administration. You know, what if somebody told you that, you know, the Obama administration ran the assault weapons, and I already read that part of it. But three of the first four were from the Obama administration. The next one was Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez resigns for politicizing DOJ. And the article went on that one. It said, get this, under the Bush administration, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez was forced to resign for politicizing the DOJ. The left screamed that he removed officials that Team Bush didn't like. After that one, they put the say what fact. Current Attorney General Eric Holder still has his job after doing the same thing. The next one, number six, Benghazi Gate, which leaves only two that haven't been part of the Obama administration. No, Benghazi is not that new Pakistani eatery on the 23rd. Benghazi Gate is a documented cover-up of a terrorist attack in Libya on 9/11 in 2012. Demoted whistleblower Greg Hicks confirmed that a stand-down order was issued and two of our troops were killed after 8 hours of fighting. And I love this. They have these little bitty facts after each one of these, and this one is a come-again fact. Obama took a nap while Ambassador Chris Stevens was reportedly raped and murdered before jetting off to a Vegas fundraiser. Oh, I don't know. The next one, number seven, was Iran-Contra. The biggest scandal of all time, according to the Democrat Party, is that Reagan administration sold arms to the Iranians in exchange for releasing hostages. Iran then turned around and aided anti-communist guerrillas in Nicaragua. Shocking fact. The Democrats didn't like that America was anti-communist, so it banned giving aid to the Contra rebels. And I think I have that wrong. Number eight. Not a good idea to send a homosexual to a Mohammedan country. Yeah. Clinton's perjury over his Lewinsky affair. Number eight. Bill Clinton was impeached by the House of Representatives for his perjury regarding a sexual affair with White House intern Monica Lewinsky. He might have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for Monica's memento of a blue dress. TMI fact. Clinton is apparently a fan of cigars. Don't know what that one had to do with anything. The next one was Flamegate, number nine. In one of the fakest scandals of all time, non-covert agent Valerie Plame was outed by Scooter Libby, although he really didn't out her, but apparently wasn't honest enough about not doing it. Libby has been given 30 months in prison, commuted by Bush, fined $250,000, and forced to resign as a senior official. Then they got a liar fact. Plame's husband, Joe Wilson, was reportedly proven to have told falsehoods to the U.S. Senate. This is great. 1 minute to the bottom of the hour. Stop set. Yeah, I'm glad I looked up because I was just looking at my clock and it says 4:29:51, and I will get back with you guys after a bit. Now my computer stopped working. This ain't really cool at all. ConservativeNationRadio.org is proud to be associated with the most effective identity security and credit monitoring service there is, LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock, folks. To protect your identity with LifeLock, go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the LifeLock banner. That's conservativenationradio.org and click on the LifeLock banner.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Okay. I actually got myself quite a bit of going here. We have in the second hour, yesterday, Mike Kelly gave a speech in the hearings of the IRS, and I've got the sound thing of that, what he said there. I had tried to get stuff on Al Franken and Carl Levin and Dick Schumer when they wrote IRS to target conservative groups. It was in the Daily Caller and the Washington Free Beacon also, and I didn't get to those publications to find what was written and what was said, and I would probably get that next week if I can. There's just been so much going on this week that it's amazing the things that are happening. And we have a government right now that is totally oblivious to what is right and what is wrong. None of them seem to know that they are there to do the will of, you know, not only the people, but follow the Constitution. And ever since Obama came into office, the renewed effort of getting rid of the Second Amendment seems to have taken a front seat until this Benghazi thing happened. And then all of a sudden, we have 3 or 4 other things that have happened too. And if this man in the White House had been a Republican, he'd have been long gone. There would have been nothing left of him. And it's about time that the people who are following Obama blindly like a bunch of lemmings going off a cliff needs to realize that they are only helping this man destroy this nation. You know, America is the greatest nation this world has ever seen, or will ever see for that matter. And we have a president and the upper echelon of government that have been elected by the people who are out there actively trying to destroy what we have. And most people don't seem to realize that if one amendment goes, the rest will follow, just like dominoes. If the Second Amendment falls, the first will follow. Once the first goes, the fourth will go. Then the fifth and the third and the sixth. Then what will we have, folks? The time has come. It really has. We have to get rid of these people. We can't come into this next election thinking, oh, we can keep this guy. He didn't do everything wrong. There were a few things he did right. The problem is we have to get rid of people who don't want to follow the Constitution and who don't want to do what is needed to save this country. The call-in number, if you wish to call in, is 718-305-7176. Lines are open. We have, out of the rest of the 12 biggest scandals of the United States, number 10 was one called the Teapot Dome. And that one was, when it comes to corruption, barely registers a yawn compared to today's political scandals. Number 11 was the EPA discrimination against conservative groups. Another one from this one. And number 12 is the HHS solicits funds from companies it's regulating. So you think we're okay? Six of the 12 folks are under the Obama administration. Still think we're okay? If you do, then you are on some drugs somewhere. That's all I have to say about that. We need to save this nation. We need to do what we can to save what is left of this nation. It's scary to say the least. I have never in my life thought that this would happen. I grew up in a conservative family. Well, most of it was anyway. There's some members of my family that just weren't quite so conservative. But the thing that scares me is that we have people who seem to be doing okay, who think that Obama is there for them, who think that Harry Reid is there for them, and that Nancy Pelosi and John McCain and all of these people are there for them, when quite the opposite is true. And if we don't stop and start thinking about what is really going on in this nation and start turning this thing around, we're not going to have a nation. Our children are probably, if we keep going this way, our children are looking at the last years of being free in this nation. They will grow up and not see the same America that you and I grew up in. And if you think that nothing is really going on here, then here is something else. Another Tea Party, after looking for a tax-exempt status, files for it, and the IRS targets them with stupid and inane questions. Here is what this person who started this Tea Party did. And this is great, too. When the Internal Revenue Service agents decided to target conservative groups with unnecessary information requests, they probably weren't expecting Marion Bauer, an Ohio woman who in 2010 founded her own Tea Party group. I was trying to be very cordial, but they wanted copies of unbelievable things, the 68-year-old founder of American Patriots Against Government Excess told ABC News Tuesday. They wanted to know what materials we had discussed at any of our book studies. Yes, when applying for the group's tax-exempt status, the IRS actually asked her for information regarding the books she and her colleagues read. They wanted a synopsis of all the books we read, she said. I thought, I don't have time to write a book report. You read them for yourself. So she sent the IRS officials handling her tax-exempt request in Cincinnati a copy of The 5,000-Year Leap, a Glenn Beck favorite, and a paperback version of the United States Constitution. I thought that was absolutely great. She said she did not want to cause trouble or be argumentative with the IRS, so she patiently responded to their questions about her group. Her group's request was granted in March 2012, about 2 years after they originally applied. The Ohio woman said the IRS's demands, that which included requests for agenda and minutes of their regular meetings, were absurd. I felt like, my goodness, what in the world is going on here? Is this ever going to end? And don't you just love it? There is a way to stymie the IRS. And it's great. It really is. Just send them a copy of the Constitution. They all probably have them. Stop and think about it. They're probably there on their desk covered with dust because they never look at them. And if we send them a copy of the Constitution, it'll probably go right on top of that and collect dust too, because they have no interest in reading it. But it's funny that they it's really great, I think, that this lady decided to do this. And I think that things like this need to be done instead of us apologizing, because we're apologizing for stuff that we are right about. We're right. They're wrong. Why apologize? I know I don't want to apologize for the things I believe in, for the things I was raised to believe in. I don't want to apologize for wanting to follow the Constitution of the United States and follow the laws of the land. Although some of the laws that they're coming out with nowadays are just kind of getting ridiculous and insane. And every dang time that we come out with the idea that, okay, we're going to follow these laws, they come out with another one that is just stupid, to say the least. And most of the time, all I can do is to sit here and shake my head and wonder, just, did these people leave their brains at home when they got elected and went to Washington? Half of them act like that. It boggles the mind, or as Kelly Bundy used to say, it wobbles the mind. I think it more wobbles than anything else. It's amazing, to say the least. I am just having myself a blast here.
Dr. David, telephone number Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, Doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, Doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, Doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, Doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Join Duke Brooks on the conservativenationradio.org Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central for Radio Free America. And I got him in my chat room today, which is an honor. Duke administers the Senator Joe McCarthy Facebook page, which is probably why NBC didn't hire him to fly a national network news helicopter. But if you love history, politics, flying, and the occasional William F. Buckley quote, check out Duke Brooks on Radio Free America, Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. Yeah, two times in a row I got that right. How cool is that? I was running around this week noticing that the weather here has finally kind of halfway straightened out. Radio Free America, 7 p.m. Eastern. Sorry about that. I got on my notes here, it's 4 p.m. Eastern, but it's actually 7 p.m. Eastern. Sorry about that. 6 p.m. Central. So what I just said, it's Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for Radio Free America. And that's a great show, too. I very seldom ever get in there to listen to it live, but I always get in there to listen to the archives, and it's a great show. I enjoy listening to Duke. He's very knowledgeable on everything he talks about. So that being said, we'll get back to this. If you want to be a guest on the show and call in and talk, the number 718-305-7176. One of the articles that I ran across last week, and I never got a chance to talk about it because I had so much stuff last week that I ran out of time before I even came close to running out of information, you know, on what was going on. But this one here actually bears talking about. This one's about Bill Maher. You know, he's that liberal buffoon loon. I think he's on MSNBC. But he on HBO, I'm sorry. But he is now, at least last Friday, was talking about Benghazi and saying that he still doesn't know what the scandal is. And he has to have blinders on. That's all there is to it. Some kind of a mental block in there that keeps the truth from getting through. I think that's probably what it is. He has this mental block in there that filters out the truth and just lets those little lies come through so that he can just talk about what he knows about. And that's always a lie. But he was saying that he doesn't know what the scandal is. My ideas on this whole thing is if the president has to lie about what is going on to save his rear end, and he has to get all of his cabinet to lie about it and get Hillary Clinton to lie about it, and then she gets fired and somebody else comes in and he lies about it, you know, John Kerry. If they're going to lie about it, then it's wrong. There is a scandal there. He's another one. I would like to take my electric hammer, stick it on his forehead and go, pound some sense into the idiot. I don't think it's possible. I really don't. Maybe doing something like that would vibrate his head enough that it might knock down that barrier to truth. But I doubt it. These people, I have watched Piers Morgan come up against the best in the Detroit Motor Man, Nugent. And no matter how much truth is thrown at this man, it never seems to work. Everything is a lie unless he says it, although this last week kind of seemed to change that a little bit. I'm going to have to look that one up because that just blew right past me. I see so darn much, and usually Piers Morgan is one that I catch because of his stupidity. His idea that as an Englishman, he knows more about what is good for Americans than we know just always kind of just blew me away. This last week, I'd heard about him doing something, and I thought, I don't want to hear about this crap. He's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And the one week that I go completely away from that and don't follow what he's saying, he actually kind of buckles. And it's funny. And it's just like Duke said, you know, Morgan's an idiot. And he's one of these guys that I can remember when Robert Redford said something about one of the last elections when he said if Obama wasn't reelected, that he would pay for his own ticket and get out of the United States. And I was one of the first ones to say, hey, go, I'll even help pay for that ticket. Get the hell out of this nation. You guys don't appreciate what this nation has done for you. Robert Redford's rich. If he didn't live here in America, he wouldn't be. And Duke says in there, he says, that alone was sufficient reason to vote for Romney, which essentially it was. Although that's not why I voted for him. I voted for him because I didn't want Obama back in there. But our problem on the right is that we fall into line with this whole thing that everybody has his turn. This last time was Romney's turn. It would have been much better if we'd have gotten somebody else, somebody that could have actually ran a good campaign. And just like John McCain before him, we were told he was the conservative out there. And just like John McCain, he wasn't. I mean, you know, comparing the two, Romney is very conservative. But still not what this nation needs. We have to stop and figure out what we are doing to this nation when we vote a liberal Democrat into office. It is true what has been said that when you spend other people's money, you eventually run out of money. We are at that point right now. And the only reason why we're not out of money right now is because the government has their presses going 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, printing money, which puts money out there, but it also has the effect of making our money worthless. And we have things coming towards us that nobody is even thinking about right at the moment. But we need to, because they are things that happened in the past. The past, if we follow through and look at what happened in the past, we will always know what is coming if we follow what was being done. And the big one that comes to mind is Nazi Germany. They had at one point inflation there that quadrupled the price of things in one day. Do you think we can afford that? I know right now I couldn't. The price of gasoline, they're saying in the news media this week that one of the reasons why things are looking up right at the moment is because the price of gas has come down so much. It has? I haven't noticed. It's still $3 higher than it should be. It's still way higher than it should be. And all you have to do is look at what the price of a barrel of oil was when gas was at 49 cents a gallon. Look at what the price of oil was when it was at 175 a gallon. Look at what the price of oil is now at almost $4 a gallon. And you tell me if we're not being screwed. Because I really think we are, every one of us. And the sad part about it is we have such short memories that all we have to do is go down the street and see our gas prices have gone down 3 cents a gallon, and we're ecstatic. Oh boy, gas prices went down. But they're still higher than they were by quite a bit. And we are having problems here, folks. We need to start remembering. We need to start remembering the way America was. And we need to start remembering now. Because if we don't, we won't have an America in the near future. And when we have idiots like Franken and Levin and Schumer telling the IRS that they need to start harassing conservatives, something needs to be said.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Number, if you want to call in, is 718-305-7165. 876.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years. We're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel, but we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places, the places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic, so we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Foreclosure is hard on every member of the family, but your family is not alone. If you're struggling with your mortgage, there is help. To learn about the government's Making Home Affordable program, visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE to speak to a HUD-approved housing counselor. It's free of charge. Visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE today. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, NeighborWorks America, and the Ad Council.
Okay. Welcome again to our... two of the New Wise Conservatism radio show. Again, you have your humble host, Robert the Infidel, with this hour of the show. Glad you all could stay and continue listening as we continue plugging away at the lies and falsehoods that have been told over and over again by more than just Obama and Pelosi. The truth seems to be completely out of reach for almost all of them. Pelosi, Schumer, Levin, Franken, I've mentioned every one of them in the first hour. It seems that these three mailed the IRS asking them to target conservative groups, something that I've already talked about here. But this came from yesterday, and this was really freaking great. Mike Kelly, yesterday at the hearings for the IRS abuses and lies, came up with this one.
Now, I got to tell you, where you're sitting, you should be outraged. But you're not. The American people should be outraged, and they are. And this committee, this has nothing to do with political parties. This has to do with highly targeted groups. This reconfirms everything that the American public believes. This is a huge blow to the faith and trust the American people have in their government. Is there any limit to the scope of where you folks can go? Is there anything at all? Is there any way that we could ask you? Is there any question that you shouldn't have asked? My goodness, how much money do you have in your wallet? Who do you get emails from? Whose sign do you put up in your front yard? This is a tax question. And you don't think that's intimidating? It's sure as hell intimidating. And I don't know that I got any answers from you today. And I don't know that what Mr. George has done is great work. But you know what? There's a heck of a lot more that has to come out in this. And anybody to sit here today and listen to what you have to say. I am more concerned today than I was before. And the fact that you all can do just about anything you want to anybody, you know, you can put anybody out of business that you want anytime you want. And I got to tell you, you talked about you're a horribly run organization. If you're on the other side of the fence, you're not given that excuse. And when the IRS comes into, you're not allowed to be shoddy. You're not allowed to be run horribly. You're not allowed to make mistakes. You're not allowed to do one damn thing that doesn't come in compliance. If you do, you're held responsible right then. I just think the American people have seen what's going on right now in their government. This is absolutely an overreach, and this is an outrage for all America. I yield back.
All right.
Yeah, buddy. Mike Kelly. Go on. You know what I heard? That's what I heard.
I had to play that last part of that, too. I got that from the Dana Lash show yesterday, and it was absolutely amazing. And what you can hear in the background of that, it was really cool, too, because Mike Kelly's voice came out of one speaker and the background came out of the other, and there was nothing coming out of that other speaker. It was like you could hear little bitty noises and things like that, but the place was quiet. He had their attention, as well he should have. That is what we need to start pushing now. Get in there and start throwing these ideas at them. And they're not ideas, essentially. They're the truth. And he said exactly what needed to be said. He said, this has nothing to do with political parties. This has to do with highly targeted groups. He said, this is a huge blow to the faith and trust the American people have in their government. Is there any limit to the scope of where you folks can go? And he put that right out there for them. And I can imagine if I'd have seen the video of that, he was probably looking at every damn one of them. And it's great. And these questions that were, how much money do you have in your wallet? What the heck does it matter? Who do you get emails from? Why do you have to know? You don't. And then Conservative Nation Radio on there says C-SPAN replays most of the hearings. And I saw some of them. I didn't see that part. And, you know, folks, it's like Dana Lash says on her show at the beginning, all bets are off right now. My friends, if we don't stand up and shout to the left, this is enough and we aren't going to take this anymore, then anything that comes our way will be our fault. And the sad part about this whole thing is it already is our fault. We're the ones who voted these people into office in the first place. I know I didn't, but enough of us did that they're there. And I'm glad I get C-SPAN. I actually got on the Dish Network, I get a bunch of things that I get a kick out of watching. You know, I'll watch the Blaze Network a lot because there's a lot of things on there that I really agree with, but I can also watch what's going on in the Senate and in the House. And I watched the other day when they voted for the 37th time to repeal Obamacare. And then Nancy Pelosi has the gall to come up and say that they're wasting taxpayers' time. No, they're not. They're doing what the taxpayers sent them there for. And, I actually do have a lot of time to watch a lot of these things, Michelle, as this Obama economy has actually hurt me because I've been out of work since November. So it's been like 7 months, and I'm starting to get into the swing of things now where I can start doing my time. I can spend part of my time watching the Senate and what the hell they're doing and watching the House and watching what they're doing and then watching the Blaze Network and sometimes going to C-SPAN. I don't go there very often because I don't like C-SPAN very much. But they do show things that are very interesting, and most people need to know these things. Hell, if you go out on the street and ask the average American what the Third Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution is, they probably couldn't tell you. And the sad part about this whole thing is that even though I read these things and I have copies of the darn thing all over my house, I couldn't tell you unless I sat there and I looked at it. I look at it and see that it starts off with no soldier. I know what's in that. Most people don't. Another show that I do listen to quite often is from a conservative buddy of mine. Him and I started back when Blog Talk Radio was pretty much in its infancy. And we both had hour-long shows at that time because they didn't have the point where they got to a point where if you didn't pay anything, you could only do a half-hour show. He still does a half-hour show. But he does a show that's all about the Constitution. And he will do a whole show on what the First Amendment is, what it means. His name is Douglas Gibbs, and he does a show called Political Pistachio here on Blog Talk Radio. And then he's got another one that's HOV. He does that one with another guy named Loki, and Loki is a scholar of the Constitution, knows what he's talking about. And I'd love to get both of them on the show one of these days to discuss what is going on with our Constitution and why the left hates it so much. But, you know, it's like, you know, C-SPAN is no commentary, a welcome change from time to time. That it is. I just don't watch it very often because it's getting to be summertime here, and my yard is actually, you know, I can sometimes hear it calling me at nighttime. Come out here and work on me. My grass is growing. I need to be cut. So a lot of my days anymore are being taken by my yard. I just had to do a I hope that was a joke. Duke says, I've just been through a terrible ordeal. My neighbor's wife has been kidnapped. But we have a lot of things going on here that just really need to be done. The leftist media would like conservatives like us to think we're just a few lonely voices in the wilderness. But don't be fooled. Americans that identify themselves as conservatives outnumber liberals by 2-1, according to numerous polls. Even some of those are by liberals. If you respect traditional American values, there's a place for you to call home on the Internet. It's traditionalamericanmovement.com, or TradAm, as we call our home. Traditional American Movement, one word, .com, is a place where real conservatives can meet up without turf wars and find out what's new in the conservative community. Join up and find out what's happening and be part of the conservative revolution. All on traditionalamericanmovement.com. That's www.traditionalamericanmovement, one word, .com. I hope to see you there soon. TradAm is a liberal free website. And it's actually a good place to go if you want to get some good ideas about what needs to be done in this nation and the things that we can help to get that done. And Conservative Nation Radio is having a conversation with himself. I love it. We are working on a show in the near future where I want to do several shows that essentially discuss the amendments and what they are and why if one falls, another one will, and how the domino effect is not something you really want to have happen to the Constitution.
Are you tired of your hard-earned money going to support liberal and progressive enterprises? I know I am. That's why I shop at thethirdlantern.com. This conservative marketplace ensures that your money is well spent and supports conservative entrepreneurs dedicated to making their products here in America. Look, I'm a business owner. I know how hard it can be to get your product out there. Get on his vendors list, and it will help your sales. I have had his barbecue sauce. It is amazing. Check out the website, thethirdlantern.com. That's the3rdlantern.com. Send your liberal friends there and tell them Higgin Resch sent you. thethirdlantern.com. Put your money where your ideology is.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden...
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
Don't wait. Call 911 immediately.
Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
I got a great conversation going on here in the chat room. Radio Free America says that's from All the President's Men by A.J. Pakula, about Robert Redford and Hoffman. And Conservative Nation Radio says, it's always homosexuals, not lesbians. I feel that's on purpose so that can be a lesbian uprise and outrage. I actually hadn't thought about that before, but yeah, that it seems like the left has a way of pushing buttons that seem to get everybody up in arms in their little groups of either the gay and lesbian crowd or the liberal left, socialists, communists. Heck, I've even seen some of these people just come out from nowhere and just throw a fit over something that somebody on the right said. And we are becoming a nation of people who are too touchy-feely, I think. We wear our feelings on our sleeves, and somebody comes along and knocks our feelings off onto the ground, then we're highly upset, highly offended. And it seems like anything that somebody on the other side has to say will offend someone. I remember a show I did probably 3-4 years ago now. Was about that Korean memorial cross in San Diego that had been up on the, I'm pretty sure it was Korean, had been up on a hill for so many years that it was a landmark. And all of a sudden, somebody decided that they took offense to this, that it offended their moral ineptitude, I guess. And they wanted this cross taken down. No mention of the fact that it was there as a memorial for the people who died in a war. Just that it offended this one person. And oh my God, with the left, if you offend one person, oh, we got to change everything. Just for that one person. The left doesn't believe in majority rules anymore, it seems like. The only thing that they believe in is, if somebody's offended, we got to change it. The ineptitude of the left makes me want to figure out some way to give them what for. Not sure why it wouldn't do any good. But somebody has to start saying something. from another story that I had found last week that I never got to. It was from a site called isthatmaloney.com. And it was about the thing liberals use grossly misleading graphics to and list to compare falsehoods that supposedly Republicans were saying as compared to falsehoods that they were not saying, because of course none of them think they lie, even though you can look at them and you can see they're lying. Just all they have to do is open their mouths. But the article said, despite the constant falsehoods told by Hillary Clinton, President Obama, and members of his administration, the deputy of U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens, who was killed along with three others during an attack on our consulate in Benghazi, Libya, on September 11, 2012, has told congressional investigators that a special forces team prepared to fly from Tripoli to Benghazi during the four-hour-long attacks was told they could not go by special U.S. Special Operations Command in South Africa. The startling testimony from Gregory Hicks, and this was something I talked about earlier, is in stark contrast to assertions and repeated lies from the Obama administration. You know, we are getting all of these things that are talking about how much the president and his administration is lying. And then they'll come turn around and hit us with something else that pushes us just a little farther down the road, just like they're in the act of kicking that can down the road to force down the destruction of this nation that's coming. And the one thing that I found out this week that actually really surprised me was the debt limit is looming again. Have you heard anything about this on the news this time? I know I hadn't. I heard it on Greg Garrison's show here in Indianapolis the other day. And he mentioned surprise that it wasn't a big deal, because every other time it's been a really big deal. Maybe they're starting to realize that they're starting to push too far. Maybe they're starting to realize that maybe this idea of all these petitions out there for the impeachment of Obama and how the administration and Carney and Clinton and all of these people are lying every time they open their mouths, maybe it's starting to get to them. Not likely, but maybe. I think that maybe way back in the back of their minds it might be milling around a little bit. But of course they've got that barrier in there that keeps the truth from coming out, so that will stay in the back of their minds. Which is the reason why I want to take my electric hammer and bang on their heads a little while, see if I can knock that barrier down. But I think what we really need to do in this nation is, we all know that everybody who is in Washington is shielded from everything except what they are told. There's a bubble there that keeps the truth out as to what is going on all over the nation and how the people are not happy with what they are doing. They don't hear anything about this in Washington, D.C., except for the ones that will go in there and say, hey, my constituents are saying that, oh, we don't want to hear that. No. Get that out of here. That's not what we want to hear. But I think what we need to do is put term limits on everybody so they can't stay in there for the rest of their lives and completely be shielded from the truth forever, so they forget what the truth is. Ted Kennedy was one of these guys who didn't know what the truth was, even though every once in a while something in the lines of what could be construed as the truth came out of his mouth. John McCain's another one. They've been in Congress for so long and in the upper echelon of our government for so long that they've lost touch with what it means to have to live from paycheck to paycheck, what it means to have to struggle to figure out what to get, where to get the money to put on the table so your family can eat. And Conservative Nation Radio says a lot of that blame there rests on the electorate. Yeah, it does. Harry Reid, this last time, if people would have been thinking, should have been voted out of office. But, of course, we've got a bunch of idiots who decide that, status quo, let's keep him in there. Maybe he'll change a little bit. Maybe he'll do the right thing this next time if we'll give him another chance. The problem is these chances are killing this nation. And it's your duty as a citizen to vote, not just bitch about how bad things are. And I have always felt, my dad always told me, if you don't vote, you have no reason to bitch for anything because you didn't do anything to help the situation. I agree. I vote. The trouble with that is that, yeah, I vote. So what? I'm just one person. I have a radio show that's heard by a couple hundred people out of a couple hundred million. And if I just maybe one of these days got lucky enough to have this thing go viral, oh God, I'd be so happy it wouldn't be funny. If that kind of thing happened, I'd be impossible to live with. I really would. To be able to have something like that happen to where I can have like Governor Mike Pence come to my house and say, hey, I'd like to interview you for something. Let's see if we can get you to help. It's not going to happen. It's a pretty cool thought, though. But the thing that I'm looking at is every little person like me, who comes out here and does something like this, and I do my videos on YouTube, and they're not seen by many people either, but they are seen. One of these days, one of them may be seen by just the right person. And all of us have this idea to save this nation, and wouldn't it be freaking fantastic if one of us had something great happen? And all of a sudden what we were saying actually got out and made a difference? I really think it does. I know my blog has been seen more than 500,000 times since I started. I have a following. One of the people that helps me with my blog every once in a while and helped me to actually be able to come out and say, hey, yeah, wait a minute, I can talk back to these liberals and not have to worry about what I'm saying. She's back online, so I'm happy about that one. But I don't know. We got to keep trying because we never know. One of these days it's going to work, isn't it? Oh, let's see here. I lost where I was. Dang. Let's assume that if you're listening to conservativenationradio.org, you're a conservative. You love America and our Constitution just like we do. Since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything from books to bumper stickers and patriotic t-shirts to flags. And your pipeline to that good stuff is right here at conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website, Conservative Nation Radio, it's one word. patriotdepot.org and click on the Patriot Depot banner. And there's a lot of good stuff there, people. I've been in there, and it's neat. If I had the money, I'd be buying all kinds of stuff. You click on that banner, and it will take you to the world's best known warehouse for all your conservative revolution needs. Wave your flag and proudly display your love for America and the conservative revolution starting right now. Just go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution. Real conservatism for real conservatives. Yeah. And this is something that, you know, I think that all of us would be really neat to, you know, if we could go there, you know, just check out what's there because it's neat.
Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car and the Thompson outdoor action got us kicked out of the park, getting frisky in the dark? I gave you eye poke, think the dog is in the bed, you I smell smoke, you and me. We never give up, you and me. Never, ever, ever give up.
Give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
Boy,
brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying
me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
That commercial is actually kind of is more true than anything. I've got right now 2 girls in my house. One is 14 and the other one's 12. And they're right at that age where everything the younger one does, the older one thinks is just downright freaking stupid. And she'll, under no uncertain terms, will tell her that. Now we've got a third one in the house, and she's about 6 and another bad age. Boy, I'll tell you, that one really brings some stuff to me. On my blog this week, I did a post that I titled, It's Continuing, the Governmental Abuse of Power. And I started it out with a thing that where it said, the essence of government is power, and power lodged as it must be in human hands will ever be liable to abuse. James Madison said that in a speech in the Virginia State Convention of 1829 and 1830. And we have at this point in time extreme abuse of governmental power evident. At least it's evident to everyone who doesn't follow and support our president and what he does to this country. The reason being is that we here on the right are being picked and chosen for scrutiny based on ideals of the person or company. The government is overstepping its constitutional bounds now by leaps and bounds, and it seems that they don't care. And they don't think they're doing anything wrong. From FreedomWorks came this article titled Continuing Abuse of Power, the IRS Harassment and Benghazi Fraud. It was written by Ted Abram on May 16th when he wrote, presently in America, the abuse of governmental power is extremely evident. Harassment by the IRS and the fraud of Benghazi are two distinct and ugly examples of government's horrific abuse of power. Worse, governmental elites are protecting the perpetrators and continuing to thwart the truth. Internal Revenue Service. The IRS confessed to targeting both conservative and libertarian political groups, intentionally using the coercive power of government. The IRS has investigated and harassed groups that challenged government, ranging from Tea Party activists to people concerned about debt. The Wall Street Journal reported the Internal Revenue Service's scrutiny of conservative groups went beyond those with Tea Party and Patriot in their names, as the agency admitted Friday, to also include those who were worried about government spending, debt or taxes, and even ones that lobbied to make America a better place to live, according to new details of government probe. That was on the IRS. Then comes the Benghazi fraud. Benghazi involves the deliberate concealing of truth by our government. 12 revisions of the talking points were all but scrubbed of references to Muslim terrorists, while Americans were simultaneously misled by Obama, Clinton, Rice, and Carney, who repeatedly claimed the murders were the result of a spontaneous violence caused by a YouTube video. Now, these are things we have all heard. But we also need to understand that this is a fairly volatile situation, and it is in response to not to the United States policy, not to obviously the administration, and not to the American people. It is in response to a video, a film that we have judged to be reprehensible and disgusting, that in no way justifies any violent reaction to it. But this is not a case of protest directed at the United States writ large or at U.S. policy. This is in response to a video that is offensive to Muslims. That's what Carney said. He further emphasized there was no indication of a pre-planned attack. And a reporter asked Carney, "At Benghazi?" And Carney says, "We certainly don't know. We don't know otherwise. We have no information to suggest it was a pre-planned attack. The unrest we've seen around the region has been in reaction to a video that many Muslims, find offensive. And while violence is reprehensible and unjustified, it is not a reaction to 9/11 anniversary that we know of or to U.S. policy." He said that in November. So now 8 months since the Benghazi fraud, the power player or combination of players in the White House, the State Department, and the CIA continue to thwart and conceal the truth by claiming to protect national security and refusing to release documents. Then we get this one from ABC News. White House emails reviewed by ABC News suggest the edits were made with extensive input from the State Department. The edits included requests from the State Department that references to the Al-Qaeda-affiliated group Ansar al-Sharia to be deleted, as well as references to CIA warnings about terrorist threats in Benghazi in the months preceding the attack. The IRS harassment and Benghazi fraud are more horrific examples of government's abuse of power. Poignantly, the Tea Party rebellion is an overwhelming grassroots reaction against the abuse of government, the debt, Obamacare, undeclared wars, excessive spending, and more. Now, this brings me back to something that I had talked about earlier, how Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi seem to think that the Republicans in the House voting again to repeal Obamacare is a waste of time. Now, if it was such a waste of time, why would there be an overwhelming grassroots reaction against the abuse of government, the debt, Obamacare, undeclared wars, and excessive spending and more? What? I just don't understand. I really don't. Conservatives like things to be predictable and dependable and reliable. And like the true anchors they are, and I think I may know, okay, I haven't. And like the true anchors they are, Michael Smith and Bing Fisher still roll out Soldiers of Patriotism Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. Hey, wouldn't it be conservativenationradio.org without Michael B. and Uncle Bing, would it? Don't miss our signature show, Soldiers of Patriotism, Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. Yes, we are having fun. I really am at a loss. I grew up in a nation that most people were raised to be proud of this country. And now we have a government that's telling us if we're proud of this country, we're traitors. It's one of those, oh my God, moments, don't you think? It's, you know, these abuses are why America's founders declared their independence from England and the need to limit and disperse the power of government. Our founders understood the universal quest to obtain and abuse the power of government. President Madison said that the essence of government is power, and power lodged as it must be in human hands will ever be liable to abuse. We are seeing that in a more poignant way than ever before in America's histories. And the traitors are not the American people. They're the ones who want to follow the laws and follow the Constitution of the land and follow America as a free nation where free markets bring productivity and wealth to a nation. The true traitors to this nation are the ones in the White House right now, the ones in our Senate like Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, who are doing everything right now that they can to get Nancy Pelosi back in the seat of power. We can't afford that. That damn near killed us the last time. What makes them think that we want that again? And Lady Michelle says, well, we know who the real traitors are, and they sell and give weapons to our enemies, Egypt, Muslim Brotherhood, Syrian rebels, Mexican drug cartels. That southern border down there is actually near and dear to my heart. I grew up in New Mexico. One of the things that we would always do in spring break, if we could do it, was to head down to Juarez, Mexico. And a lot of us would get sick, but we did this. It was fun. It was what we wanted to do. But going from the United States to Mexico was not like going from Mexico to the United States. You couldn't just go across. Well, back then, it was a lot easier than it is now. But we have so much going on that just blows me away. Makes me wonder if this country really is going to survive at all. I really couldn't tell you. I know we have to change. I know we have to change a lot. Because if we don't, problems are coming, folks. Problems are coming.
All right, class. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all of these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
That's something my wife wants more of, is pets. On to that, back to what I was talking about. We the people must renew America's commitments to limit and disperse the power of government. Outrageously limiting the reach and abuse of government was the crux of the peaceful rebellion by the Tea Party and Patriots, which the IRS harassment intended to crush. Folks, the IRS harassment of liberty-minded people should worry all of us. If they get away with this, it will be just the first step to the next step of abuses that they will attempt. We have to remember here that the government uses this step-by-step approach to find out what it can and cannot do. It doesn't use the Constitution, which lays it out word for word, because they, the left, do not believe the Constitution because it limits them too much on what they can do to us. So what they do is they go and they will push an agenda that they know is against the Constitution, against the laws of this nation. And if they get away with it, it's no longer against the laws of this nation, against the Constitution. They know this. They don't give up. And that's one of the things that the conservative right and the traditional Americans have to realize. And this is something I have said before. If we win, we go back to living our lives. If they win, and this is the liberal left now, if they win, they go to the next step. They don't have any lives to live beyond what they want to do to this country. And that is where we have lost a lot of our way. Because if we lose, we lose. Okay? Maybe someday things will get set straight. Who knows? If they lose, they go back to the drawing board. They try to figure out what they did wrong, what they can do to the bill that just got beat. They take out certain things, water it down a little bit, keep some of the things in there, but they're always pushing for more control over the people. And if they can't get it in one big wad like they want to, they'll take some of it out, leave some in, but they'll take some of it out with some ideas to push to the conservatives and the right that if you give us this, we'll give you that. And then we have people like John McCain who will say, oh, that's a good idea. Let's do that. All we have to do is just give a little bit, compromise, and we can get some of what we want. And that is where we are losing our war. And make no mistake about this, people, it's a war. It's a war for this country. And if we don't start fighting this war like the left does, we're going to lose it. Because they don't give up. And if they win a battle, they go to the next step up. There is the difference between them and us. We win a battle, we go home. We got lives to live. We got families to raise. The left don't care. The left in Washington, they win a battle, they go to the next step because that is their life. They are immune to what can happen because 9 times out of 10, they put themselves on a list of people who are exempt from these new laws. We have to suffer them, though. We don't have that exempt status. And there's too many of us who have watched our politicians tear this nation down and just let it happen without saying a word. It's one of the reasons why I got into doing this show and doing my videos and doing my blog, because I was tired of sitting down and just letting all of this steamroll right over me. It's got to stop. I love this nation. I love the way that the founding fathers formed it. Our Constitution has to be revered. The Bill of Rights. These are things that no other country has ever had, and it's been successful. But it's just like Ben Franklin said when he was asked, what do we have now? He said, we have a republic for as long as we can keep it. He saw it coming. He knew that the left would always push to get rid of it, that they don't like it. But the time has come that we have to start fighting for this country or we're going to lose it. And it's like I said on a show a couple of weeks ago, I think, the light at the end of the tunnel is visible. We need to stop the forward motion of the destruction of this nation. Plain and simple. Has to be done. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. There was an article that I had read this week, and it was talking about impeaching Obama. And most of the people that I listen to, from Greg Garrison to the Blaze Network, do not think that he will be impeached. I don't think he will be. Most Americans don't have the gonads for that. Impeachment wouldn't be any good anyway, I don't think. But what we need to do is with the next election, vote him out of office. Don't let him get what he's after. And I think he's after a third term. I don't think he'll get it, but that doesn't mean he won't try. But we have to watch people like Al Franken and Carl Levin of South Carolina, I think it is, and Chuck Schumer, and all these other liberals in our government right now who are doing everything they can to hoodwink the American people and push us into a state of noncompliance for anything. We are losing our nation. And it's time we started taking it back. I've seen some progress on that end. shows like this one, networks like the one I belong to, the conservativenationradio.org. We're fighting for this country, and it's time that other people started doing the same thing. We need to start telling our media that they are wrong. We are right. They need to be told they are lying when they lie. Our politicians need to be told they are lying when they lie. Stop worrying about what people think. Because I'm not ashamed to say that Obama is lying, Nancy Pelosi is lying, Hillary Clinton is lying. They're all lying. It's time we started teaching them what the truth really is, because I think they've forgotten. We are living in a perilous time, and it's pretty clear that we're running out of time. I'm really sorry that I didn't get any phone calls today. Hopefully next week I will. I'm running out of time right now, so I wish to thank everyone who came in, Conservative Nation Radio, guest 1723, they left a little while ago, Lady Michelle, who comes in most weeks, Conservative Nation Radio 3191, Radio Free America, or Duke, who does his show on Wednesdays now. Glad to see everyone here, and I hope you're here again this next week when I will work up another show of trying to get the truth out there amongst the lies of our government. So God bless all of you. God bless America. God bless our troops. Bless our leaders to start doing the right things, and bless us to start voting the right way and start researching what we're doing when we're voting. I bless you all, everybody. Good night.
Down.
bless you all.